I'd like to welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. I'd like to tell you that I'm happy to be here. But my day started at 3:15 this morning when the Lord hit me with something that I needed to type out. So I began typing on that, and by the time I heard the birds chirping outside, I looked out the window. Have you ever had that happen? Look out the window and the sun's already come up and you didn't realize that it had come up. And so then we went to church and we had a 100-year celebration, which was a big to-do, and had a bunch of visitors in the church. And so the people at church decided to call off Sunday night services. So I called Brother Billy and I said, "Brother Billy, I'd like to come to your church tonight." And he said, "Well, good. Well, I'll have you to preach." And so my day has been a long day. But we have those nights where the Lord will wake you up out of your sleep and you have something on your heart, a burden, and the Lord will give you grace to get through it. That's just one of the things. I'd never experienced that before I began to preach. I was talking to Brother Billy on the phone the other night, and just one verse of Scripture came to my mind from the book of James. And I was talking to a young man this afternoon, and he's not a member of our church, but he's a friend of mine. And he says, "I like the book of James because James will tell you like it is." Will James tell it like it is?
Amen.
Amen. James will tell you just like it is. James 1, verse 17. And the reason why I think the Lord impressed upon me this verse of Scripture is because Brother Billy has taught me. I've always been interested in words, okay? I think any preacher likes words in the Bible, and we like to run different words, because if I find a word here in the Bible and if I run it through the Scriptures, I can get God's idea about that word. And if I've got a good concordance, I can go through and check out that word. But I never realized until I studied with Brother Billy, it's not necessarily the words themselves. But sometimes the best words are words that are plural. That means they have an S on the end. You know where I'm going with this? There are many heavens, plural, in the Bible. There are many worlds, plural, in the Bible. And this verse of Scripture came to my mind because it uses a word, plural, that I have never thought about before. And when I called Brother Billy, he said I hadn't preached on that in 15 years. But that's a good one. And it has to do with lights, plural. Have you all ever studied that? Lights, plural. Come on, if you have thought about lights, plural, raise your hand. Okay, we've got heavens, plural. We've got worlds, plural. We got to know what we're talking about when we're talking about the world, don't we? We've got to know which heaven we're talking about when we're talking about the word heaven. But here, let's read it together. "Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of" what?
Lights.
You see that word lights is plural. "With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." So let's talk about what we've just read. Every good and perfect gift. It's a good gift and it's a perfect gift. Good and perfect. Both of those are what we're talking about. These good and perfect gifts come down from who? The Father of lights. Who is the Father of lights? God, our Heavenly Father, is the Father of lights, plural. Now we're interested, aren't we? We're interested in knowing what are these lights that are good and perfect. And they come down from the Father of lights, whom? And here's some other things it says about this Father of lights. "Whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Okay, they're good and perfect gifts that come down from God our Father in heaven, who in these things there's no turning and there's no variableness. What's turning and variableness? There's no wavering, there's no faltering, there's no floundering with God. God don't change. This Father that these gifts come from does not change. And so, with that read, I'd like to bow for a time and just ask the Lord to bless the remainder of this service together with you. Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for this word that is so pure and so true. We're thankful, Father, that there's no variableness or shadow of turning with you. We're thankful, Father, that you are our Father of lights. Yes. And Father, when we think about all the lights, many things come to mind. And I pray, Father, You'd help us to see that this plural word, this verse of Scripture, in of itself has a wealth of knowledge and goodness in it. It's just so rich, Father, to think about all of the lights in the world. And Father, You are the Father of all that, all of those good and perfect gifts. And Father, in You there is no variableness or shadow of turning. I look out in this congregation of people and I've seen what You have done, Father.
Yes.
That Your Word is still true. What You can do with the truth and what You can do through poor wretched sinners and through working through us. I just pray, Father, that this church will be blessed. Continue to be blessed. Bless Brother Billy. We thank You, Father, for healing Brother Billy and allowing him to be able to preach. Thank You, Father, for working Your work of wonder in his life and certainly touching his ministry and all those that love him. We pray, Father, that You would, at this time, get glory to Thyself.
Yes.
Get glory, Father, to the Lord Jesus Christ, Yes. Your beloved Son and our elder brother. We pray, Father, that He might be glorified and His name might be lifted up, that the Father of lights might receive the glory He is due. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Okay, we've talked for a minute about light. Or have we? We haven't. I'd like to talk to you about false light. You know that there is true light and there is false light. The Bible speaks of truth as being light, but then the devil is not the father of light, L-I-G-H-T. The devil is the father of what? L-I-E-S. The devil is the father of lies. So the truth of God's Word is one facet that comes down from and all the goodness of God and the mercies of God and all the things of God that we think about when we think about God are the good and perfect things. But the devil doesn't give us perfect things, does he? He gives us things like lies, John 8:44. The Bible says the devil transforms himself into an angel of light. So we've got to be very careful in knowing the truth of God's Word, knowing exactly what God's Word teaches, so that we can differentiate between true light and a lie. Amen. And we've got to study God's Word closely. There's many people in pulpits around the world today, and I was one of them, who had no idea how to rightly divide the Word of truth.
Yeah.
I believe that God's Word can be rightly divided. I believe that we can get down to the business of God's Word if we'll look at it and pray about it and study it. We can see it in its proper perspective. We can put all the different things in their different categories, our heavens and our worlds and the hells of the Bible. We can understand that there is a heaven that we go to when we die. We can understand that there's a kingdom of heaven down here on this earth. We can understand that there's an eternal hell and there's a hell for God's disobedient children in the world. We can understand all of those things. And when we start putting all the pieces together, the joints and the sinew and all that comes together, then we get truth. But the devil, he's a master of half-truth.
Yeah.
Half-truths. Yeah. When, for instance, the first story in the Bible, you have Adam and Eve. And the devil came to them, Adam and Eve, and told them he transformed himself into an angel of light. I don't think he was some kind of a figure like the world makes of the devil, where he's red and he's got a long pointed tail and two horns on his head and a big ugly looking beast. I think he transformed himself into an angel of light, and he told Adam and Eve a half truth. He said, "In the day thou eatest thereof," God said, "In the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." But what did the devil say? And I'm paraphrasing this, but he says, "Thou shalt not surely die, but you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Well, did they die the day they ate of that tree?
Yes.
They died spiritually, but they did not die physically. And they were deceived. So, he transformed himself into an angel of light. And so, we have to be careful. Be sober, the Bible says. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may what?
Devour.
And so there is, before we get talking about good light, let's read our verse of Scripture again. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Before we look at what God is, we also have to remind ourselves that just as there is that good light, there is also a very evil light in this world. A light of half-truth. A light that doesn't get down to where we need to be. Where we don't separate the things out. And that's something where, if we fall into that, we're in error. Okay, what about the things that God is the author of? Natural light. That's when we think about natural light, what do we think about?
Sun.
We think about that big yellow globe that's out there that's attracting all of these planets, and they're in orbit together. We think about that, don't we? We think about that natural light. And do you know that when I was in school, they told us, they said, if the Earth was just a few more miles farther from the sun, we would all freeze to death at night. Just a few more miles closer together, then we would all do what? We'd all burn up. The Father of lights created that sun, and He created that earth, and He put it there just so. Now and again, we hear people in the world, they're so negative, aren't they? I have a tendency to be very negative. Lord, help me not to be so negative. How many of you struggle with that? I think we all do. I struggle with negative. And I want to be negative. But I tell you, when you find people that are negative, usually they've been talking to other people that are real negative. They've been watching the television or hellavision or whatever you want to call it. They've been reading the newspaper too much. Everything is doom and gloom in this old world. And that's what sells, isn't it? That's exactly what sells. If you find somebody in one of those conditions and you tell them, say, look, put down the newspaper, turn off the television, open up the door, go outside, look outside, and there is still a God in heaven. The sun is still coming up. The world is still turning on its axis. There is still day and night and noontime, and there's seed time and harvest. We still get rain. All of our farmers worried terribly about rain, but God sent it last year just when they needed it every time. What is God proving to us through all that? He's the Father of lights. That it's a good and perfect gift, that natural light is a good and perfect gift, that it comes down from Him, He's to get glory for it, and that in Him there's neither variableness, neither shadow of turning. God doesn't change. Thank the Lord for that. God is the Father of spiritual light. You and I, just like that, you know, when I think about creation and natural light, have you ever been to a ball field when it was pitch black and someone began to throw the breakers and turn all the lights on? Shoom, 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 shoom. And then all of a sudden everything is just lit up. I want you to think about the creation before there was any light. We're talking about our sun. But God created all of those stars. And at one moment He said, let there be light. And boom, everything turned on. That's the God of heaven. We go outside at night. We talked about in the daytime, but go outside at night and look at all the stars in heaven. And God knows all of those stars.
Yeah.
And He says His people are like the stars that bedeck the heavens and the sands on the seashore.
Amen.
God's got a people. He chose them before the foundation of the world. He promised to send His Son to redeem them. And in final glory, in final heaven, we'll all be there. God is the Father of spiritual light. I want you to think about that old depraved nature that we have. We were born dead in trespasses and sins. David said, I was shapen in iniquity, and behold, in sin did my mother conceive me. We came forth from our mother speaking lies, the Bible says. We had no hope, no hope. But God reached down with His mercy and His grace, and He touched our hearts and quickened us and made us a new creature in Christ Jesus. When God touched our hearts, He turned the light switch on in our very soul.
Amen.
And He made us a new creature in Christ Jesus. Because God is a good God, and every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of what? Lights. He turned that light on in our soul and made us a new creature in Christ Jesus. So God is the Father of natural light. God is the Father of spiritual light and quickening us. And God is also the Father of Jesus Christ, who is the light of this world. Jesus Christ came. You remember John said that I'm not the light, but this man is the light. He said, there cometh one behind me whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. He says, follow him. He must increase, I must decrease. When we're walking with Jesus Christ, we're walking in His glorious light, walking with Him. God is the Father of Jesus, who is light. Our verse of Scripture says, every good and every perfect gift. Was Jesus Christ good?
Amen.
Was He perfect?
Amen.
Did He come down from the Father?
Yes.
Is there any variableness in Jesus Christ or shadow of turning? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and what?
Forever.
The same Jesus, the same gospel, the same Son, everything comes down from God, and there is no turning, and there is no wavering and no faltering with my God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
I'm a faltering person. I worry. I fret. Brother Billy always tells me, Julius, you don't need to worry. If you'll stand, God will take care of you. I have a good friend back there who tells me the same thing, Brother Wayne. He's been through a lot in his life. But he tells me, if you're doing what's right, Julius, you'll have the peace that passes all of your understanding.
Amen.
I woke up with a heavy heart this morning at 3 o'clock. But I realized that I've got a good, perfect Heavenly Father in whom there is no wavering, no shadow of turning. Now, if I'll stand with God, God will stand with me.
Amen.
And that'll give me the grace to get through. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we do what God's called us to do, and hopefully we'll try our best. We're called the children of light in the Bible. We were the children of light when God quickened us, but there's also a part that's being born again of the Spirit of God. But whenever we begin to do the will of God and to manifest fruit in our life, we become the manifest sons of God. And then the Bible says we look like the children of light. That's where what Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 5 when He says, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set upon a hill. All of God's children are not a city set upon a hill. Only those who are walking and being brave and following Jesus and trying to persevere. All of God's children do not persevere, but those who try to persevere, God will give them the strength to do that. We won't always persevere in everything, but He will help us. When God begins to help us and lift us up, we begin to walk in the pathways of Jesus, stepping in the light as we sing, as we sang that song. Then God will lift us up, and then we'll become the manifest children of God.
Amen.
And a city that's set upon a hill. Jesus was actually warning them when He says, no man lighteth a candle and put it underneath a bushel. He says, you pull it out here and you put it in the middle of the room where the whole room will lighten up. If I took a candle and we turned out the lights and I stuck it back here behind one of these benches or something, it wouldn't give light to the whole room. Some of God's children are that way. They have that light, but they hide it. And He's saying to come out. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Walk as the children of light. Every good and every perfect gift. Where do we get that? Do we get that of ourselves? No. We get that from God, because every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There is an eternal security idea written right there. If He started that good work in us, He'll be faithful to complete it in us. What He started in eternity past when He chose us before the foundation of the world, He will carry us to the end. Every one of God's elect children will be in heaven with Him one day. Ye are the light of the world, a city that's set upon a hill. So God is also the Father of many lights.
Yeah.
But He is also the Father of the gospel.
Amen.
And the gospel is the Word of God. Psalm 119:105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
The Word of God is God-breathed. This is God's revealed will. It's absolutely perfect, absolutely trustworthy, and with the Word of God there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. Everybody thinks, well, that's just according to your interpretation. I hear that all the time. But it's not my interpretation. If you want to talk about that, let's just go to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, how many interpretations do we need to find out what that means? There's only one interpretation for that. If we go to the next scripture, and to the next scripture, and to the next scripture, folks, it's not all about somebody's interpretation. God wrote His Word because it's perfect. It's God's inspired Word. He did not put it in a way that we'd all be confused about it. He put it so that we would know exactly the will of God. Exactly what He wants us to do. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly fit in all good works. All Scripture. Every one of them. Every one of them. Now, do I know every Scripture and interpretation thereof? No, I don't. I don't think Brother Billy does. Do you, Brother Billy?
No.
But you know enough about it that you can teach God's people what they ought to do. Because God's Word is profitable for instruction, righteousness. So when we think about all of these things, go back to our text. The Word of God. God is the Father of this book. It's God's revealed will for mankind. This is God's love letter to His people. Every good, is the Bible good? Is the Bible perfect, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works? We just said that. Is the Word of God perfect? Is it from above? Yes, it is. And did it come down from the Father? Holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. And I probably didn't quote that exactly right, but that's where this word comes from. It was not their opinion. It was not their thoughts. But God moved them to pen these words. And God preserved His Word.
Amen.
He has preserved this book through all of time. I remember reading in 1 Samuel where the people said, He said, give us a king. And Samuel got angry and he says, why don't you let God be your king? Because that's what you need. And they said, no, we want to be a king. We want us a king like all the other big groups of people out there. We want us a king too. And so the saying displeased Samuel, the Bible says, but then God told Samuel, He says, go ahead, give him a king.
Yeah.
But He says, when you get, just don't get mad, because when they reject your word, because I told you to tell them, when they reject you, they're not rejecting you. They are rejecting who?
God.
When people reject the Word of God, it's not rejecting the Bible or some man's interpretation of the Bible. They are rejecting God because God breathed this word. This word is perfect. So, God spoke into existence natural life. God and we were born again and quickened by Jesus Christ. God is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the incarnate life. Capital L. God is our Father, and we are the children of life. And we can become the manifest children of God when we do God's will and try to keep His commandments. God is the Father of His Word, the Bible. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy, he told him simply, preach the Word. I tell you what, I'm thankful for the liberty of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Because we could not preach the Word. We might have it all here, and we might know what it says. We might half know how we might prepare a sermon. But if God doesn't help us preach it, we can't even preach.
That's right.
So everything comes down from God. He is the Father of lights. And in Him there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. I mentioned this today, and I preached this earlier this morning, and it never comes out the same way. I mentioned today, we've been in existence for 100 years. We seem to think that things that worked, that we practiced 100 years ago, are out of date. The Jesus of this Bible is out of date. Church discipline will not work here. Things of the church, like dedicating yourself to it and carrying out the things that God has commanded us to do, that's old fashioned. That won't work here. That'll destroy the church. And then I come here and I look at this crowd. And I don't want to build up this church, but I just say, this is living proof right here that God doesn't change.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no variableness, shadow of turning with God. What He said 100 years ago and what they preached 100 years ago, He didn't say this 100 years ago. It's been 2,000 years ago or more than that. From before the at the very creation, this Bible began to be written by holy men of old. But what happened way back in those days will work today.
Yeah.
Because this Word of God is good and it's perfect and it's from above. It cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And I think the biggest problem in our world today is there's so much false light out there.
Yeah.
That we can't differentiate between what is really the truth and what the false light is.
Yeah.
The Bible talks about men coming in sheep's clothing. They're wolves. They're ready to devour and to hurt the church. But if we'll know the truth, we'll be able to discern what's right and what isn't right. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we pray that the things mentioned here tonight, thankful, Father, that I might have, by the show of hands, been able to preach something that they haven't heard about at least in a good while. And Father, that You are the Father of lights, not just one light, but everything that's the truth.
Yes.
And everything that is right.
Amen.
And everything that is perfect and good. Mm. Everything that's wonderful. Everything that's worth living for and standing in. And Father, I'm thankful that You have chosen me and chosen these people to see the truth of Your Word. I just pray, Father, that more people might, in these days that we live in that are so negative, in these days where people are so confused about Your Word, that Father, one by one, You might raise up a mighty army of people that stand in the truth in these hard days that we live and face ahead of us. Thank You, Father, for this church, and pray that You'd bless it and keep it until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ returns. Pray, Father, that Your church would not depart from the truth and stand in the whole counsel of God's Word, because You are perfect. Thankful, Father, for this opportunity to speak to these great people, and thankful, Father, that You have used me tonight, and just pray, forgive us of our many sins. Bless us, Father, to do Your will. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.